A person who's carrying medrus, he's carrying something which has tumas medrus, he's allowed to carry truma on the other hand. So if he's carrying in such a way where he's not going to become tame, so from it directly, see he's tor, so there's nothing wrong with him carrying truma at the same time, as long as they're not touching. Not kurdish. But it's kurdish my time aloy, why can't you person carry kurdish? There was a story which took place. So this person was carrying a container of wine, of Kurdish, from one place to the other place. And along the way, Benifsika Ritsua Shal Sandoloi, and the Ritsua of his shoe, the strap of the shoe, tore. And not lo, v'nicha pi chavis. And he put it on top of the chavis. V'nafala aver chavis v'nitmes, and then it fell in. The chavis was open. Like the Gemara's going to say later on. He like balanced it on the edge, and then it fell into the airspace. And the chavis is with klicheris, so it's mekabel tumah from the air, the inside of it. And Rashi points out that this ritsua of the sandal was medras hazov, and he was carrying it. But not the other. Rashi says he was carrying this shoe. I'm not sure exactly why he was carrying it, but he was carrying it. And he was tor. So I guess he had been a zav at one point in time. He'd become tor. But he had not been matayer the shoe yet. The sandal, the somela, he fell into the kli, it was matayer by the kli. But it says, Sha'omru. At that point in time, Chazar Masakan, they saw there's a possibility that could happen. And they say it's a medrus. And they say it's a truma, abaloy is a Kurdish. That a person is not allowed to carry Kurdish because he might come to Matamat like that case which took place. Where it says, well, if that's a Khashash, then this might happen. Yachi truma nami. So, truma also, the Chara Chazal should not allow us to do it. Because of this possibility that this might fall in. So why were they only misakim by Kurdish and not by Trum? So Maria says, Homoni, Rabbi Chananya ben Akvaya, he, the town of this, of our Mishnah, who says they're only misakim by Kurdish and Avi Truba, is Rabbi Chananya ben Akvayahi. The Amr lo osru el biyarden ubesvina ukemaisa shahoya. So this is dealing with another scenario of an issue of tuma, and a story took place, and because of the story, Chazar Masakan only in the specific manner of the story which took place. So we see that when the Chazal would come along and make a tekana due to a scenario, which means that they hadn't necessarily thought of it being an issue, but now they saw that scenario that it was an issue, they were mistaken along the lines of what actually took place, not more broadly. So therefore, the same way over there, we'll see what the case is in a second, just like over there, We were case specific. So in the case of our Mishnah also, in the case of Kurdish, we were case specific. In the case, the specific case was the case of Kurdish, not of Shul.
Is there a difference between
Kurdish
and Tomei?
Is there a Kurdish Tomei? I'm not aware
that it's not it, it's
not like, and they say, oh, and then he did something with the Kodesh, he ate it in the Azara.
Well, there's a din of Shmira. The din of Shmira is like Truma also, the din of Shemir Pitahara. Now, it's not a din of Shemir that you... It's, if you want to use it, you have to be Shemir. There's a din of Shmira on it. There's no Veira Betzim. But the more is Masha, at least by Truma, the more is Masha that it's wrong to Matamez. I don't recall offhand that there's a lot. There's a Vera.
Okay, it's a. But the concern here is a violation of the Nisasase, then of Shemira.
I mean, Chazal, we went to such, lengths to maintain the protection of it. So, because I was saying that part of your responsibility to maintain it was not to come to such scenarios, right? I mean, all of the milas are things that you have to be careful about to make sure that you don't end up with... Is the concern because this will happen, the person will realize that it happens, may I end up doing Kodesh Betumah, which that is a problem, it's a possibility. Like all the other milas that go along those lines. We don't want you to. We're more careful with the dinim of Tumah Tahara, therefore, because we want to maintain the integrity of the Kodesh as best as possible. I don't know if it's a good question. So Rav Hananya ben Akvaya says that the his case over there, when the Chum made a gzera due to a maiso, they made the gzera along the same characteristics of the actual maiso which took place. Gemara says, Mahi, what was that case that he was talking about? The Gemara says they only asked Yardane Ubisvina, the river Yardane, and in a boat. Tanya. So what's this about? We learned in a brace. Lo yisa adam mechatus ve'efrechatus. So the paraduma in the process of being matar a person from tuma, so they take the ashes of the paraduma that's called efrechatus, and the water which they use for that also has to be, they mix it with water which is mayim chayim, drawn in a specific way. They mix the ashes with the water, and that's called, once you mix the ashes with the water, it's called mechatus. So mechatus means it's already mixed in the water, or mechatus is the ash alone without the water. You should not carry them, v'yavirim b'yardein u'besvina. Take them across the Yardane on a boat. Not only that, lo yama b'tzadze, v'yizur kem b'tzadachar. You can't stand on one side of the Yardane and throw it to the other. It's not only Yardane, it's any river. V'lo yashitim al p'nei ha'mayim. You can't float them across. How do you pronounce it?
Yashitim.
Well, yashitim al p'nei ha'mayim. You shouldn't float them across on the water. Well, yirkav agabi behema. Well, agabi chaver. You can't take them across on the back of an animal or a person. Elim Kane, how you raglav nogis pekarka, unless the water was shallow enough that they were walking across and they were touching the ground. as opposed to swimming across. You can take them across a bridge. And that's not a problem. And this applies to the river Yarden or any other river. Rabbi Chananya ben Akiva Omer, Loyosu ala beYarden ubeSwina. That know that the Isser which Chazal created of taking the Efrachatas and the Mechatas across is only on the river Yarden in a boat. Ukimaisha Shahoya. Like the story which took place. My Maisa show you what was the story which took place. Tamar Yehuda Marav. Maisa Bottom Echod, Shoyamabra Mechatas, Mefrachatas, Beyardin. He was taking Mechatas and Efrachatas across the Yarden, Ubis Svina, in a boat. Vimsakazayas Meis, Tachub, Pekerkiyasa, Shalsmina. Afterwards they found. There was a piece of from a dead person, the size of a gazayas, in the bottom of the boat. So therefore everything in the boat is tummy, including the mechatas, the efrachatas. But he says, Shom, at that moment, and they saw this story took place, they said, Lo yisa odem mechatas, mefrachatas, bavir beyardin besvinu. So you can't take it across the Yarden in a boat, because that's what how it happened. Tanakhama says, well, anything which is like a boat, it's floating across, so it's going to be, even if you're going across on the ground, or on a bridge which is like ground, because you're walking across something, it's a different process. So that is not what Chazar were Masakin, because we do allow you to go over a river. But even throwing it, so it's floating in the air, or it's floating in the water, Chazal said you can't do. According to Tanakhama. According to Akvaya ben Mahal, Rav Chananya ben Akvaya, it's case specific to the case which took place, so same thing over here.
I understand that. I mean, if the idea is, we didn't know that this might happen. Oh, now we see that this happened. Well, just like it happened in the yard name, it can happen somewhere else.
I mean, that's the sore of the Chachamim, right? So we understand the Chachamim at least, right? Let's see Rashi. Top Rashi. The case was it was a shoe which had medrash hazav. He was carrying it. And then he took the shoe was a medrash hazav which he was carrying. He took the ritzua from it, which tore off, and put it on top of the chavis. Then it fell into the avra chavis. Rabbi Chananya ben Akvaya Omer, Domer Komokim Shagosa Chachamim al Dober al Maisa Shahoya. When they made a Xer in a case of a story which took place, Legoza el Kedugmas Hamaisa Kosei Dober, along the lines of that which took place. Hechupa Kurdish Shahoya Maisa, Uba Kurdish Gozu. The story took place with Kurdish. They specifically, in regards to Be Kurdish. That the Rashi is addressing our question, at least, and giving us some type of an idea. One place where we had this before, we had Beis Shabbos wearing a sandal hamanumer. It has the shoe with the nails in it. So they said it has to be dafka in a scenario of where there's a gathering. Because the story took place, and when the group was in a cave, so there was a whole group of them. So it has to be dafka. Otherwise, they did not sit during the weekdays because it doesn't naturally have a great gathering. So over there, we understood it, even over there, like, oh, because that took that point being the elements and tied it to that. It didn't have to be necessarily tied that way. You could have connected it a different way. I think at least what I would think is the following. Like you said, what's the Chacham's time is, well, we didn't think of this problem, now we realize that we made a mistake. This is a possibility we should have been worried about. Usually the Chachamim, figure things out based on their thought process, not based on the story which takes place. I mean, they say, you know what, the chances are having a problem of this thing being in the bottom of a boat, we could have had the problem with the thing in the wagon. We could have the problem. It's not a problem which is better, more of a problem. Now that it took place, you say, okay, now we didn't realize that, this is a major issue and we have to be concerned about it. I don't think that's what they said. Usually you would wait for that to happen more than once before you say, okay, now we realize we have a major problem. I don't know what they thought about the possibility, and they said they dismissed it as not something which is significant. Since the story took place, they felt they didn't want to ignore the story and create something. People should understand. You hear the story, and the Chazal didn't respond. So you say, the Chazal aren't worried about it. It's like almost like the negative type of a thing he's saying. So, okay, so if that's what their goal is to address that, the bad publicity, that the rabbi didn't respond to the story which happened, so they can respond. It's very more case specific than necessary. It's not like they realize, we miscalculated and we should have been worried about this possibility, and now we're worried about the possibility. That's, I would think, be his line, his reason. Whereas, just thinking much of the case of the sandal over there, the case of this, that was like, they said, large crowds, and this type of thing has a potential danger. Story with the Masechta Shabbos, the person was wearing the shoe with the spikes, and then he wore the shoe backwards, and they thought that the enemy was coming to get them, and they all stampeded, and because they were wearing their shoes, they hurt each other, and they killed each other. So Chazal said, these type of shoes in areas where there's groups have a danger to them. That's more like, that was something which we wouldn't necessarily, it wasn't like process of Tum and Tahara, we have Chiyuvim to be Shomer, etc. We thought about what are the potential dangers. We don't necessarily think about potential dangers of shoes to people's lives. And we say, well, the story happens. You know what? There's a danger here. We should address it. In what type of scenario? In the case where there's a crowd, because that's where the danger is greater. So here, like they recalculated their thought process based on a story which took place. Over here, it's hard to hear that they're recalculating the thought process based on the story that took place. Over here at Tum and Tahara. Well, Yam Bitzad Zeh, Shalnor, okay, do not stand on one side of the river and throw to the other side. And, or, over here, the two cases over here, the sandal and the case of the river, the ashes across the river. Alam Ken Raglas, Raglav Nugas Bekarkim Mishum Maisa Shahoya Bistwinuk. Come on, because the story which took place, it was a boat, it was floating. Chosina Mahalechas Ba'aver, it goes in the air, in the sense that it's floating as opposed to being on the ground. Gozal Al Ha'aviris Kulon. So they said, well, if it applies to floating in the water, who then it applies to floating in the going in the air? But if it's touching the ground, because when you walk across the bridge, your feet are touching it. Hananya ben Akvaya said, "Ela b'yarden, lo b'shar noros, none of the rivers." And furthermore, mashitan alponov, you can float it. You can float it across the top of the water. Or you could throw it across also. So they were mild on the kazayas of the mace, and they became the people and the ashes became tamei.
Tisha means.
Okay. Iboyalahu, something more. Sandal Tome. The scenario which Chazal were addressing was a scenario where it was a sandal which is Tome. What about a situation where the sandal is Tor? Mahu, which Chazal take it a step further and say, well, we're going to answer even a sandal which is Tor. Xer, you might come to take a sandal which is Tome. Do they take that right? Chavis Psucha, the stir which took place was an open barrel. So it's possible that the sandal could fall into the barrel. So that was the scenario. That definitely they're going to be guys. Chavis Stuma, Mahu, maybe they should ask her, even we said they asked Kurdish, even if the Kurdish was sealed in such a way that it's impossible to be metamet. So they still were geyser also, because you might do it when it's open and you could be metamet. Aber v'nosa mahu. The last question is, if the person, the Chazal's tekana was you shouldn't carry it. Let's say the person did carry. He carried Kurdish in one hand, carried Medes Azov in the other hand. He wasn't Batamit. Himself to listen to it. It's very nice. But since you didn't listen to us, we say you shouldn't do it. So you can't use it anymore. Or not. So, Reb Ila Omar im Aber Menosa Tomei. Reb Zera Omar im Aber Menosa is Torah. So Reb Chosin, Reb Ila, and Reb Zera on the last question, whether it's Tomei or Torah. Rashi, Boilu. Sandal Tomei. Hoda Marta. That's the case where you said the Gozer Lov Shal Yisa Kadashima. So that we know. Sandal Tomei, we definitely, that's where Chazal made the Gzera. The question is, do you say sandal tor mai? Me gozer sandal tor oto tome or lo? Do we say you shouldn't be carrying shoes? Medrashazov. Prince carrying medras shouldn't be even a sandal tor also clear out to a sandal tome. Chavis psucha vari gozer lo. Chavis psucha definitely they answered. Chavis stuma mai, but it's a closed barrel made out of klicheres. It's a klicheres, so it does not accept tumah from the outside. It's closed, can't get to the inside. So, like, what are we worried about? Or, but what's the issue? We should be geyser. I can't carry a chavis stuma. Can I carry a chavis psucha? Okay, something more. Kalim and Igmar and Betahara. So you have Kalim. So the Mishnah said that you were. The other two we didn't answer, right? Well, the case of the more does that, the more presents a few questions. We're pushing one more, one of them more than the other two more is not pushing. The word didn't say teku.
Yeah, didn't say teku. It's just like.
So, see, teku. The Rebbe Yonah says when the more presents a shell like this, the more says teku, the more is closing the case. Because they can't bring any rice from anywhere else in Shabbos. The more does not say teku, the more is leaving it open that we, the Rishonim, have a right. I mean, he was writing for the, you know, we. In Kolmso Bisharna, right? I have a right to come along and say, well, the Mora is not pushed over here, but I have a right from the Morang Subas and Daf Pei Zion that should be pushed at the Shail. So the Mora is a take him if it stands, is the question. So it stands the question, The Mora was closing the scenario, you can't bring any rice or nerves in the Shabbos. So the Mora leaves it open, the Mora is saying, we're going to allow you to bring rice in your own if you could. It just leaves it open. Doesn't say anything. Okay, so Mishnah said, Kalim and Gemara b'Tahara, you have Kalim, which you've finished the process of making them, and you did it b'Tahara properly, still before, so for using it for Chumah, it's going to say, hey, for Kurdish, you have to toivel it again before you use it for Kurdish. Even though it was Nigmar b'Tahara, you did it properly, b'Tahara, without any Chumah, so the heart's ready to go. For Kurdish, there it goes. What was the case? Who finished this kli? The gamrinu man. Who was the person who finished the kli? Ileman the gamrinu chaver. Lama lehu tefila. If the person who finished it was a person who knew what he was doing, he's a chaver, he knows tumah tahara. We assume he's careful. So why did Chazal feel a need to be going that he has to travel it? El the gamrinu amoritz. So the answer is very simple. The tumah kli. We're talking about a kli which tefila works for. It's not a kli cheres. It's a metal kli, it's a wood kli. So the Amoritz made this wood kli. Good. So the Mishnah, Kalim, which you've processed b'tahara, you have to tevel. If an Amoritz processes it, it's not called b'tahara. Amoritz is kli, Kalim have a din of tuma. So, Nigmor b'tahara karadlu, you can't refer to such a scenario that as Nigmar Mitahara. That's called Nigmar Batuma. If Amoritz did it. So where's this case of it was Nigmar Batahara, i.e. a chavra did it, and it needs tefila. Why? I don't get it. So the Mora says, Omar Rabba Barshila, Omar Rab Masna, Omar Shmuel, Loilam Dagamrino Bechavra. So the answer is, like you said, it has to be that the chaver was on it. Otherwise, you would not refer to it as nigma b'tahara. It was nigma b'tahara, i.e., that the chaver did it. So we assume it was done b'tahara. Okay. So the question was, why do we need to be tevel it? Because our goes to mishum tsinura dam oritz the nafal, tsinura dam oritz. We're afraid about tsinura. Tsinura is like the spittle. That he was nearby and he said something and some spit flew out of his mouth and the spit touched the kli, so that would be matam of the kli, because a zov, the by a zov, a person who's a zov, the spit which of his body is an avatuma. A kli can only accept tuma from an av. We're going, but by Amoritz to say he doesn't know the halachas. We're going to say maybe he was a zov one time and he didn't process himself properly, but tahara. So we're going to say by Amoritz say he doesn't like he's a zov. He would generate tuma, the gabi, kurdish, and truma. So he's going to generate tuma. Amoritz says, 1 second, what was the case? The Nafal Amos, when did this sinora of the Amoritz fall on the kli? Ilema mekame de ligmare. It touched it before the kli became a kli. Halav monohu. So it's not a kli yet. It's not a kabal tuma. So while it's still it's a piece of wood, and he still hasn't hollowed it out to make the bowl. He's making a bowl, let's say. So the tzinur of the amoritz would not make it tome. It's not a kli yet. El boso de gamri. The heart of the case is, after it's been made, now it's been completed, it's a kli, it's mekabel tuma. And we're worried about tzinor d'zob. That's not true. Tzinor d'amoritz. Because Mr. Zoyerbu, that's the assumption by Chavra that he's carefully doesn't let that happen. And he sees the amoritz coming, he runs the other way with the kli. Right? That's why he's called a Chavra. He's very careful about tuma and tahara. So he's telling you, it's not a problem. I, as a chaver, was careful with it. So no, maybe this happened. So you're ignoring my chaverus. So what was the scenario that we're worried about? Mrs. Orbu, Moran Zaloylam, Mikame did the Gamri. The concern is that Sinera Dizov landed on it before it was completed, which the chaver said, no problem. It's not a kli yet. And there's no reason not, you know. So, to hide the kli that the Amoritz shouldn't let his, hide this block of wood, which I've been planning to make into a kli, because Amor shouldn't let his spittle touch it, because his saliva touch it. I'm not worried about that, because it's not a kli yet. But what we're worried about is medilma beidna the gamrei adayin lachehi. What we're worried about is that maybe it's still there, so the Amoris walked away, a little spittle left on the outside of the kli, the chaver sits down, hollows out the kli, and the tsinura of the Amoris, the saliva of the Amoris is still wet. Reik is metame lach v'lo yovesh. So if it's still wet, if it's still, it would be metame the kli. So the reik itself has a din of tuma on it, and so if meanwhile this became a kli, and now it'll be tame, that's what we're worried about, maybe that he wouldn't be aware of. So that, that is what we're concerned about. Now, the Mishnah says you need tevila. Tevila in. It just mentions that you need tevila. It doesn't mention you need harav shemesh. Harav shemesh loy. So that Mishnah says that kelim shenigmar mar matahara, you have to mitzvah. So, but the Mishnah doesn't say that you have to tevil them and wait. So we're going to medayik the vice of the choice. You don't have to wait. Masnisin the loyker Rabbi Eliezer. You know, that's a long thought. Let's see Rashi first. The Rashi. Shim sinrodin amoritz shemanita zalal roik mipi amoritz kishachaver oches by the chaver is holding it, and maybe some saliva from the amoritz touched the kli. Or if it's before it's completed, halavmanu v'latame b'kach it doesn't come tame. The more said, we're worried about it touched it when it was before it was a kli, but and dain lachi matama mishum shemazovhu, we deal with it. That it can be matam of the kli, because maybe he's a zov and it's still wet when the kli is finished. It says nida tanan hazoyv baroik matam and lachin ve matam and yevesh. Mishnah nida that roik saliva or zoyv, which is the thing which makes a person to a zov. It's an emission of the body which is not your regular emission. So that zoyv is matam person only when it's those are matam only if they're lachin. Okay. So the Gemara is going to bring it's a long-winded thought to figure out that the chara that comes. It's not like really Eliezer. We had this idea before that Chazal, the tzedukim hold that paraduma has full dinim of a korban. And if a person who was tamei and went to the mikveh, but the sun has not set, a tzvul yom, a person who went to the mikveh that day, is not kosher for the process of the paradum. Chum hold that based on the psukim that paradum is not of korban, and the person who's fully tamei is possible for paradum. Once he went to the mikveh, he's a tzvul yom, he's kosher for the. To do the process of the paradum. So, in order to show that the tzedukim were wrong, the chachamim would, when they process the paradum, they would dafka do it with people which are tuya. In order to offset the fact that we're being makel, what they do is they would right before the kohen who would do the paradum would be ready to do it, they would actually take a sheretz. Or what they used. Well, I'm sure they used sherets, a piece of sherets, touch it to him, make him tomei, drop him in the mikveh, come out, do the paradum. So right to Badafka in the face of the tzedukim, right? You know, they would do a badaf. So, so And that would be a hecker to, and that would be true with the kalim, which we would use also. So now, to offset that, because I made many chumras, people would say, oh wow, you know, paraduma, like you don't have to be careful with it. See the rabbi mamash from the top of the guy right there. So they made many chumras to offset it. That's all the milas will have of that, the chumras of chatas over kodesh even. So, but the Gabi Tvuyoim, the Chazal specifically said Tvuyoim is acceptable.
Okay.
Did not. So Mishnah says in the Sech this Para Shvaferis Shechotu Lechatas. So they took a reed, you know, a thick reed, and they cut it to use as like a container, like a pipe. You know, you'd be like cut by two knots, nice big piece of reed, make drill a hole in it, and you pour your ashes in, and then keep your ashes in. Yeah. So, Reb Eliezer says that your toilets, because anything which is made for paraduma, were machmir, like by kodesh, you have to table it before you use it. So you table it, but miyad means immediately, means, and then you table it, you can use it right away. First you matame it, then you table it, because we want to show a hecker that tvuyoim is kosher by paraduma. So first we are metame it, and then we're tovel it, and then we use it. Ravinan book. So and then we asked on this mishnah over there. We don't understand. What's the story? The chot koman. Ilem of the chot chaver. If the person who did it was a tchaver who's tor and had prepared himself to do it, b'tahara, so why do you need to tivel it? Vela the chotka amoritz. Elma, what was the case? The amoritz did it. So he made the kli. The amoritz made the kli. Behold, lemri b'shua yitame v'yitvul. Hatame b'koy. So why does Reb Eliezer feel a need to be matamit, actively be matamit, and then tivel it? If an amoritz does it, the loch is its tame. I don't need to be matame. It's more than that.
Well,
I understand, but he has it. You know, Minerban has din vade tuma. That was the question which we asked about the Mishnah. And this is all like the more like presenting its thought. And on that question, which we asked him, what's Pshat in the Mishnah? So Rabbi Shila Marav Masna Amr Shmuel answered, Lodin the Chot Chavr. Mishim Sinur Damorit, like over here, we're afraid that maybe the saliva of the Amorit touched it. The Nafal Amos, when did it touch? Elema, it touched him in Kamel the Chot Chavr before he cut it. Halav Mono was not a Kli. After you cut it, the chaver who's cutting it, holding it, is careful with it. More answers. In the case of mechame the chatcha, it was there. It flew onto this bamboo reed, whatever it is, before they cut it. But we're concerned maybe when you cut, meanwhile later on when you cut it off, it made into a kli, so the saliva is still wet. Okay. So Rabbi Shua says that you have to tovel it, you have to be metame it and tovel it, because you want to show that it's the kosher bit. See, every time of the loch is that for Kiddush, this chashash of a kli which is nigmar b'tahara doesn't need harav shemesh. So Yeshua says we don't. It's a chashash of a tumah banamores, but it's a tumah which doesn't need harav shemesh. So we go use him for the guy. I said, okay, yeah. So Tukti says, you know, okay. Well, what do I see? I don't see that you can use a tuliyah. Even for kabbalas, this can be used as a tuliyah. But if you tell me for a korban, the loch is that. So Zati Rishua said the only eitz is go and actively be matam in a real tumah which needs harav shemesh, and then don't do harav shemesh. It's a raya. You can use it with kashim with tuliyah. That shows how the sukkim is wrong. Ditnan metaman hoyu as a kayan a serve as a para. They would have to be metaman the kayan to show that the sukkim are wrong. Shaya Armin that the sukkim said bimurabe shemesh hoyu sunasa. The paradoma needs people who the sun has set on them. So according to Rishua, when you metam it with a chariot, which needs sunset normally, and if you don't do sunset, it's a raya. That's looking wrong. Elder Eliezer, according to Eliezer, Iyam Rabbi Shlomo Baalma being in Harav Shemesh, you tell me that this chashash of a kli which is nigbar b'tahara, and maybe the saliva normally by kodesh needs to wait till the sun sets, and now by paradum we say don't wait. You see, that's looking wrong. How do you care that's looking? Tell me by Kodesh, you don't need Harav Shemesh. So my care that Stukim. So how are we proving the Stukim wrong? Okay, so must be the mission is not like Rav Eliezer. Let's hold it here. See how two Rashi's in his last.